This is Kate Urey News. I'm Courtney Collins.
Most people know that poor credit can impact car loans or your ability to get a mortgage. Your credit rating can trickle into many corners of personal finance and can end up costing you. Tony Milburn is on the board of directors for Catholic Charities Fort Worth and works in wealth management for Union Bank of Switzerland. Tony Milburn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How can poor credit impact you in an unexpected way?
I think that people expect their credit rating to impact their housing. I don't think that they understand that sometimes it can impact where they work or if they could get a job or the interest rate they pay on credit cards.
You said something about how it impacts your job search. What does credit have to do with your ability to get employed?
I don't know the direct correlation between what firms have as their criteria. I do know that they do look at how stable a person is, and credit history can sometimes give them that idea.
If your credit score suddenly drops a few points, can that affect things already in place, like current credit card APR?
Yes, it can. Most credit cards will do a search periodically. And so even though you're making payments on one credit card and you think I'm very faithful with this, but I'll let my electric bill go or something else, it can still impact the credit card that you have now. Because what happens is when they do these periodic checks on credit, if they see that you're delinquent in other areas, then they can raise rates for the card that you currently have.
If your credit score is low and you're trying to rebuild it, what's the very first thing you should think about doing?
I think the easiest thing to start building credit is just pay your bills on time. If you haven't been, I know that people, sometimes they'll hold their bills, they'll write a check, or they'll hold their bills trying to get that last bit of interest on their money. In the current interest rate environment we have now, they're really earning nothing on the money. And even if it is, or their checking account is earning something, which most of the time it's probably not, it would be such an incremental difference, it wouldn't make any difference. And then they forget that the bill's sitting there on the desk and they end up being late.
Catholic Charities has a credit counseling program. Is there anything, any mistake that's kind of recurrent with Catholic Charities clients that they think they're doing something right, but it's actually hurting their credit score?
Most people believe that if they close a credit card account, that that will improve their credit. So if they had two credit cards, and let's say they each one had a $500 credit limit, once they had one paid off, they would think if I simply close that account, that my credit would automatically improve. In fact, what happens is if they close that account, they've just reduced the ratio or increased the ratio of debt to, you know, potential credit lines. So that's probably one of the big gotchas.
Do you ever think the world of credit is kind of set up to prey upon people who have the least amount of money?
I don't know that it preys on people that have the least amount of money, but I know that being poor in America is very hard, and that if you are poor in America, it's almost that society preys on you. If you're poor and you don't have a car, you have to shop at the local grocery store that may not have the sales that you need. If you don't have a bank account, you have to use a payday lender. If you don't have a washing machine, you have to go to a washateria and you pay more and you've got to waste time staying there. And there's so many things that I could just go from soup to nuts, just all the things that affect poor people of the world differently than those in the middle class. And it's almost like it keeps them in poverty.
Tony Milburn is on the board of directors for Catholic Charities Fort Worth and works in wealth management for UBS. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.